CNN, newly arrived Afghans begin having children on U.S. military bases. By John Binder on September 13, 2021. Newly arrived Afghans, brought to the United States by President Joe Biden, are now delivering children at U.S. military bases where they are being temporarily housed, CNN reports. As part of Biden's massive resettlement operation, tens of thousands of Afghans, most on humanitarian parole with little to no ties to the U.S., are being temporarily housed at military bases in Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, New Mexico, New Jersey, and Indiana. According to CNN, some Afghans are delivering children at the bases. Already, two babies have been born on the bases. On Friday, two girls were born on the bases, one at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, and the other at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Four cases of measles, a highly contagious virus, have also been discovered among Afghans who recently arrived in the U.S., prompting the administration to temporarily pause flights of Afghan refugees to the U.S., emphasis added. The U.S.-born children to the newly arrived Afghans on parole, refugee status, P2 visas, and special immigrant visas, SIVs, commonly known as anchor babies, are set to benefit immensely thanks to the nation's birthright citizenship policy, where they will immediately secure American citizenship despite their parents' lack of ties or connections to the U.S. Despite having secured American citizenship for their children by delivering them within the perimeters of the U.S., Afghans at the military bases have yet to complete their immigration processing. In April, a Cato Institute survey revealed that more than 6 in 10 GOP voters are opposed to the birthright citizenship policy. About 47% of swing voters, likewise, said they oppose the policy. Population estimates released in February showed that the U.S. is now home to nearly 5 million anchor babies whose parents are either illegal aliens or foreign nationals with little to no ties to the U.S. To date, the U.S. Supreme Court has never explicitly ruled that the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens must be granted automatic American citizenship, and a number of legal scholars dispute the idea. Many leading conservative scholars argue the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment does not provide mandatory birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens or non-citizens, as these children were not subject to U.S. jurisdiction as that language was understood when the 14th Amendment was ratified. Today's anchor baby population exceeds the annual number of U.S. births by more than a million. Research from 2018 finds that the U.S. births of illegal aliens costs American taxpayers about $2.4 billion every year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.